This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
You big stupid racist motherfucking bobbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell the truth.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clitoris big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. So fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now...
Now that you opened up the demon in me! It's the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody.
Hello, boss.
Hello. The uncrowned kings of reality radio. Good evening.
How did we get here today?
That is the extra, you know, the...
Made a left at the kitchen.
That's a question for the ages.
I am so fucked up.
How did
up
we
today.
Get here? 718-577-1389. The bull guy that's over here, wait, fucking camera, right there, Piney sitting in from the original cast.
Yeah.
Piney hanging out with us
today.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hanging out with us on the show tonight.
We should play the Maven.
We should play the Maven in honor of him. The man who had sex on our boss's desk with a fake vagina. Yeah. Another round of applause for Piney. Yeah.
That's right.
Gee, I wonder why we don't work there.
And Mr. Fired a couple times.
Yeah, a couple times. He got us fired. This is the guy that said fuck on terrestrial radio.
That's right.
They got us fired.
That's right.
So how are you? Jack, holy crap. Dude, Jack Aurora, Billy. That's really? A blast from our past. Holy
wow.
shit.
Yeah. Hey.
God damn.
How's the elevator business?
I know. I'm just throwing out names now. Sorry, people. Trish says hi to Piney, by the way, because we're live. Yeah. Also on Facebook Live. Go to the Facebook suite. It's right there for you. Check it out under the... It's actually under my Facebook, but you can check it out. It's right there. It's action-packed. I'm ready to go. Talk to us there. Of course, 718-577-1389. Phone lines are open. Carissa's in there. Ashley's in there. I'm wearing the shirt. Ash, I got your shirt on today. Jack in there. Ellis is in there. My sister, one of them, is in there. Corey in there. He's fucking porn stars is in there. Joe, for some reason, is asking, who are you asking if they got married?
Trish.
She got. When is she supposed to get married?
She's supposed to get married again.
Not yet.
For the 14th time.
I don't fucking think she's getting married yet.
Yeah. How many times have you been married, Trish?
A couple of times. Didn't she marry a prisoner?
No, she was in a, like, I don't know. She was
the relationship back and forth, but the one dude out.
She was fucking a dude in jail. Yeah.
No, weren't they just letters back and
forth?
They were
pen pals.
Yeah, but I think she was definitely sending them naked shit. Like, here's my pussy.
Yeah, and here's the green icing guy. There was the green icing guy.
That was the original. No, that's Papa Giorgio. There was the prisoner.
Yeah.
Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Yeah. Did she marry Danny one time?
No, she no. She masturbated to Danny. She wanted to fuck Danny.
I know she did.
And then the. Then there was the green icing guy, and I think she left the green icing guy and then went back to the green icing guy.
She gets more sex than right.
She gets tons of fucking cock.
Two words, stretched vajayjay.
She might have a stretched vagina. Her vajayjay might be stretched, and it might be taking up water because she's in the tub right now. So it might be like Whitney Houston. It's just filling with water.
This is the cleanest girl I've ever seen in my life.
Danny said she must have the cleanest fucking vagina in the business. She's always in the fucking tub.
Absolutely.
Trish, hello from the tub, enjoying the bubble bath and listening to you guys. LOL's not married yet. Maybe next year.
Oh, okay. So.
I thought she was going to say next week.
Next week. Just cleaning my pussy now for the wedding.
That would be better of her.
Better of her. As she fucking says.
Still lives with her aunt?
I believe so.
Yeah, her aunt was cool.
I think Trish actually lost a little bit of weight. So
she looks good.
She might be halfway to where she needs to be for Danny.
I saw some.
Danny might fuck her. I'm just saying.
She looks good.
Brian also joining us in the Facebook Live suite. That's the... Okay, show's over. We're good.
Yeah.
I have nothing else for today's show. It was a full show of hot-button topics.
Jerry's in there, my liberal idiot friend.
He's not a liberal.
Yes, he is.
An idiot. Yeah.
Well, that's who... Whoops. Don't worry. They'll have a little political conversation.
Jerry knows I love him.
Ron in there as well. Zach Sang in the fucking... Jesus Christ.
Holy
Everybody's
Christ.
Watching the show today.
Oh, my goodness.
It's what we do. We can share some Zach Sang stories.
Is he still in California?
Still in California doing his show. I just saw his... remember Dax Holt? That was on from formerly of TMZ that was on the show?
Yes, right.
Friend of this very program, Dax Holt, now has Hollywood Pipeline. It's the weirdest thing when he does an update, and Zach is in the update.
Oh, yeah.
It's the weirdest fucking thing. I'm like, I used to work there before they shit-canned me. I used to work there, for crazy. So it's just weird. By the way, Jerry says he's not a liberal. Yeah. He's a realist.
Oh, I thought he said he was a racist.
He is a racist. He hates the whites.
He does.
I hate them so much.
And he likes poor people for some reason.
Trish says, I'm still paying down the $6,000 debt Brandon left me.
Holy crap.
And he still hasn't sent me any money. And kept the bedroom set, that cocksucker, and all her clothes. That's why she's in the tub. She has no clothes.
And all the frosting.
Yes.
What is he, a transvestite? He needs her clothes.
He needs Church's clothes. This is Church, by the way, who blew... she didn't blow. Brandon, was Brandon the guy? Was Papa Giorgio?
Brandon was Papa Giorgio.
I have to get her love life straight. Brandon's the guy that took the dick and slapped her in the forehead.
Yeah, that was
on our show.
That was Mr. Papa
then
Giorgio.
Then they split up, and then she went back.
Yes, and then that was the guy that got it twice. The guy that got blown on our show with the green icing.
The green icing,
What's his fucking name?
That's him.
That was him.
That's Brandon,
that was Papa Giorgio. They got back. That's when they got back together.
Oh, Brandon.
So this
well.
Guy gets it. He gets to slap his dick on her forehead.
Yeah.
Okay. Steal her clothes.
And steal her bedroom
steal
set.
Steal the bedroom set.
And keep
get
the frosting.
Get blown on this very program while having green frosting on his cock and balls.
Yeah. But he didn't take her rifle.
No. She's a gun-toting American.
That's right.
Yes, Brandon was Mr. Papa Giorgio.
Yeah.
Trish, call the show from the tub.
You should have shot
the bastard. Let's have phone sex while you're in the tub.
Ooh.
You and Danny have some phone sex in the tub. Come on. I want to hear the...
Interrupting Monkey says, shut up.
I want to hear the water glisten over your body.
Shut the fuck up.
You can't use that. It's my button.
That's right.
That's it. We only use that for
Joe. I'm going to have Joe install another one.
Yeah, we only use that for Joe. But, yeah. So, either way, long story short, Trish is the only one getting laid more than Billy.
Yeah.
Billy gets laid because Giggles, you know, tries to fuck him all the time.
Yeah.
Mostly with food-related stuff, but she tries to fuck him all the time.
Right. Sure.
So,
Billy's
Piney's getting laid, but he's not really on the show, so he gets laid.
I think Billy's waiting for the honeymoon night. It's like he wants to be a virgin.
Oh, he wants to consummate it. No, but we learned that he had sex with her in the Jeep, remember?
In the Jeep, yes.
In the Jeep. He turned her pussy into origami at one point.
Well, that's it. He has to only do it in cars.
Bent her over the fucking steering wheel and started eating her out.
After we argued what color was the Jeep.
Right.
The Jeep is fucking purple.
Whatever.
The Jeep is not brown.
Okay, what does it matter? You're fucking her. What does it matter that we're
calling
her?
No, it wasn't that. He's had this Jeep. He had this Jeep for a while. This is the Jeep.
This is the one that you used to take the Jeep out.
Yes. Now, what color was the Jeep?
The one you puked all over.
And the one you peed in.
We peed in the back of the limo.
That was the
limo. Okay.
When we made Piss the Movie.
And that Jeep was purple.
Yes, and that Jeep was purple.
But it's listed as fucking whatever brown.
Purple brown?
When you look up the color.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter because Giggle says you ain't getting nothing over, baby.
Oh, are you in the doghouse?
Ain't getting nothing.
Yeah. Wait, Giggles, is he in the doghouse? Is Billy not getting any pussy?
You're going to see Mary and her four sisters.
What are you doing in there? Nothing. Linda is in the chat room. Linda, I went to school at Linda.
Yeah.
Linda in the chat room. DVD Rich is in there. She got pretty... Yeah. Pretty fucking hot,
yo. She good? She got any bitches?
Yeah, she's a mom with kids.
Well, that's okay.
I'd still fuck her, bro. I'm just saying she's a mom with kids, so show some decorum, asshole.
Is she a MILF?
She's a MILF. You know how many fucking girls from my school now?
Yeah.
Like, when I was in school, like, high school girls are now... married, have children. They're all MILFs.
Yes,
there's so many MILFs.
It's called growing up.
I know, but there's so many MILFs. But some of them weren't hot in high school.
No.
Then they got married.
Yeah.
They got a little bit of baby weight kicked in.
All right, what'd you graduate? 98? Come on.
97.
All right.
God
like
damn it.
Like they didn't fucking grow up.
Yeah,
right?
But some of them grew up. Not all grew up. Some of them grew up, and now there's a lot more MILFs out there.
You grew. That.
Yeah. I grew. I have everyone's baby weight. Still on here. I'm holding. You have how many kids now?
I don't know.
I have three fucking kids baby weight on. I mean, that you have. Yeah, let's rephrase the question. How many kids do you have that you know of?
I don't know.
That's the real fucking question.
Well, did you see on the internet this?
I thought he was going to ask, did you see your kids?
No. No, there's this guy.
Did you see your kids, Piney?
There's this guy on the internet who was not a transvestite. I would call him one. Like a Bruce Jenner type of guy.
Transgender.
He's transgender. But he's.
I don't know anymore.
He's really a girl. But he's a guy now.
Oh, yeah, one.
And he's pregnant, you know.
And they're like a man gave birth.
Yeah, like that's exactly what they say, because they have him and his husband, you know.
Him and his husband.
Well, his wife.
Wasn't that a while ago?
No, there was a story back in the day. When I worked at Q104, name drop.
That was the
for
old
Jim
one,
Kerr.
Yeah.
There was one that was on, and Jim got on the air and flat out was like, he said the most ingenious thing in the world.
What
did
he say?
He said, because it was a chick
mm-hmm.
who now is a dude.
Okay.
And he goes, if she has a womb to hold the child, it's still a chick.
I would say.
That's why when people argue with me about fucking does gender exist, you got to have the you have to have the mechanics
the parts
for
the
it to work. Danny cannot fucking, you cannot fuck Danny in the fucking vagina.
Yeah.
And it's a mangina, even though I got yelled at for saying mangina last week.
Two words, stretched vajayjay.
And it's stretched vajayjay, and you fuck him in his man-made stretched vajayjay, come all up in the fucking walls, it all up in there.
Nothing happens.
And nothing will happen. You know why? Because he's a dude.
It'll drip out.
He's a dude with a vagina. But see, but like Buck Angel, who's been on this show. I was thinking about this today.
Yeah.
Buck Angel, Google, by the way, Buck Angel, Danny, if you can't find a picture, Buck Angel, put it up in the chat room if you can. Or at least a link. Somebody get a picture of Buck, or show it on your phone and shove it on the camera, Danny. You don't even have to put it on the chat room. The Buck Angel is a chick, but looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin with tattoos.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
He could get knocked up. Because he has a vagina, has a womb. He was born with a vagina.
Yeah,
right.
All right, show the picture. There we go. Danny's up. Look at that. All right. Boom.
That looks.
There you go. That's Buck Angel right there. Mm-hmm. Now, Buck Angel, Piney, that's a chick.
Yeah. Well, I know because that's what she used to look like.
No, that's not what she used to look like. That's a porn star today. It's an older picture. There is an older picture. Hold on. Turn.
Yeah. Wait, he's like sucking a dick there. What is he doing?
Well, because he's a chick. He likes to suck some dick.
Holy Jesus.
Well, we've had him on the show. And I love him. He's a great guy and everything. I'm just saying, he has the proper fucking things.
Is it a great guy or a good girl?
Person.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
See?
Person. Great person. Goddamn PC.
Well, we had the opposite on last week. We had
Valentina Mia.
We should get the two of them
Piney,
together.
Sorry. Valentina Mia.
Valentina Mia.
Piney's like, goddamn, why did you get that? Anyway, so the she has a dick.
It's like Adam on a pia.
Yeah, and she did. Now, she has a dick. Now, that is the yes, he has a vagina. That's what I look like naked, minus the muscles.
I know. I swallowed a guy like that one.
Yeah, look at the Piney. Show Danny that picture. Yeah. Show Danny that picture.
Joe.
Now, look at that vagina. That's really? Some good vagina.
Hey, Billy, I'll zoom into the mangina.
Yeah, please.
Oh,
zoom
for
in.
Me? Well, thank you.
Well,
okay.
Now, see, that's a dude with a clitoris. Now, look at that. Ooh. That's, to me, that's, there's nothing wrong with it. It happens. That's what.
Yeah, but that's really his cock. They just folded it up into
a
vagina.
No, he was a born a woman.
Oh.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Buck Angel was a chick who decided that she didn't want to be a chick no more. Yeah. So gets all the surgeries and the pectorals. You know.
See, but why is it a miracle if he gets pregnant?
No, I'm saying
that was on the news.
But that's the thing, not a miracle because he has the proper mechanics. It's the proper fucking utensils, proper appliances. They're built into. That's
the plumbing is the right plumbing.
But that's
for
what
such
separates the two.
Place.
That's my. But that was my point, and I think that's what Jim Kerr's point was back in the day, where you can't tell me that gender doesn't exist.
Sure
that is the sole purpose of gender, is procreation. That is the sole fucking purpose. A man is supposed to fertilize a woman's eggs.
Yeah, fun.
Thus create. No, but that's why.
Unless you're an amoeba.
But if you're an amoeba, then why don't you fucking make like an amoeba and split, bitch? What I'm saying is, if the whole purpose of life is procreation. That's why we have penises, boys have penises, and girls have vaginas.
What about cooking and cleaning?
What's a dick?
Yeah, what?
What about cooking and cleaning?
Cooking and cleaning is just the sidebar. That's the extras when you get a woman.
Yeah.
And sometimes a non-responsive man.
Yeah.
Danny, bring those down. The point is, you can't tell me that that's a giant reason why gender exists.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a penis for a reason, she has a vagina for a reason, so you can't go on the news because you feel fucking froggy, and you're like, watch this headline, man gives birth. You can't say that, because it's not a man.
It was actually the picture that was interesting, because he looks exactly like him. He looks like this guy.
Yeah, he looks like Danny with glasses, quite frankly.
But he's got the belly, the pregnant belly.
Well, Danny has a belly now.
Well, this is a pregnant belly.
Danny has a little belly. You see, Danny's pregnant.
He's getting there.
He's getting there. But the point
I
is...
I can almost rest the beer
almost.
On my belly.
Try it. Wow. Let's see. Do the quarter water. No, you got to lean it back for it. The back for it. Towards your nipples. There you go.
Towards your nipples, stupid.
Towards your nipples. There you go.
Towards your other nipples.
He got quarter water on his crotch.
Oh, my God.
Anywho.
How do you function in life?
We don't know how Danny yanks it through life. And he holds down a pretty good job. The guy, we don't know how it works. Yeah, he should have done hot coffee on his fucking nether regions. But the point is, you can't go on and just say automatically that this is a man is pregnant. He's not.
No.
He's not and look, that's not disparaging.
No,
I'm not trying to be a dick to the transgender community. I don't want your cards and your letters and your emails. I don't give a fuck.
He just wants your cock.
I want your cock. I want your meaty meat thermos on my arm. Ooh. I just want to just stroke. Oh, is this? Sorry,
this thing
mic's on?
Still on. Yes.
We didn't go to commercial?
D is so hairy. It's got one eye. And two big balls.
I can't believe we recorded Piney before the show.
I know.
The point being is that is the main argument for is gender in the thing. Like, that's the main argument. How can you tell me gender doesn't exist if the whole purpose of gender is to procreate? That's why the dick fits in the pussy, people.
Yeah.
That's why it works.
Sometimes
that's why black
you
guys
stretch it.
Well, then you get stretched for JJ. It happens sometimes.
It is amazing, isn't it?
The black guys have the bigger meat thermoses, and they fucking they stretch it out.
That's
good.
That's because they didn't have no toys when they were kids.
They just kept pulling on us.
What the fuck?
It's not the first time he's used that joke. Why did that hit you so hard?
Yeah, because that's the first time I've heard him actually say that.
He said it out loud many a time.
That is just...
Okay, Corey writes, means transgender term of what? Equipment he or she has tits and a cock. I have tits and a cock.
Ooh.
So that doesn't make me transgender.
And you have a lovely set.
I do have a lovely set of tits. And when it's hard, a nice looking penis.
You know, your ass isn't bad either.
My ass is pretty firm and luxurious.
That's right.
However, I would not constitute myself as a...
So you rented it out?
Yes. I rent ad space and people can live inside if they wish. I'm just saying that would not make me transgender.
No.
Even though I do have a clitoris for a penis when I'm soft. Yeah. It shoots sperm. Everybody calm down. Ooh. However,
yeah.
There is men and there are women. Right there. That's the fucking answer. Like, I don't understand how people could now... The newest thing is... what was it? Fucking trans neutral.
What the hell is that?
Well, you don't claim nothing. Yeah. You're nothing.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if I'm a man. I don't know if I'm a woman. I don't know if I'm a dog. I could be a ficus. I don't know what I am.
If you got a uterus, you're a woman.
Exactly.
Regardless.
Exactly.
What
Piney's in the medical business, let me tell you.
He would know.
Danny would agree. Danny, do you second?
I second that.
Two medical people.
There you go. Yeah.
Two medical personnel are telling you if you have a uterus,
sure. You
are a fucking woman. That's how it works. Okay? So if anyone here has a uterus, speak up now. Because if not, we're in a room. It's a sausage fest. Yeah. Everybody in here has, even though they're very small, everybody except for Danny's, everybody in here has a penis.
Does Joe's work?
I don't know. Joe, do you have the two popsicle sticks and some duct tape?
I think so.
Get those fuckers up.
I can do it.
That's all I'm saying. Put the balls down, deck up.
Yeah.
The point is, it works if you watch his porn.
Somebody wants the number.
Who wants the number? Who's calling in? Where are we?
Trish.
Trish, I'll give you the number when we come back. We gotta go to break in a fucking minute.
Yeah.
You on the phone is like, it's like NyQuil. I'll wait till we come back, and I'll fucking get you on the phone. I swear to God, we can even play potato because I have a trivia.
Oh.
We can play. I have a trivia book.
Ah.
We'll fucking answer. You can even play potato. Play it from the tub.
I could be a lifeline.
You can rub your pussy in the tub. All kinds of shit. We can do whatever you want, but let's do it when you come back.
Wow.
Let's do that when we come back. Why not? We don't have to go right this very second, Danny, do we? Or what are we going to do? We got 2 minutes. Two minutes on the clock, ladies.
Did you know Sam Shepard died?
Sam Shepard
yes,
died.
Yes, he
yeah.
did.
A
did
lot
anybody
of
have him on the sheet? Did
no
one had Sam Shepard. Because no one really knew of him to put him that he was going to die. Like, everybody in Deadpool Bingo is somebody that's on the verge. Somebody put Stan Lee, and I'm like... No, on the bingo, that's fuck face
Billy,
over here.
Billy did,
what
yeah.
I'm saying, though, is somebody put it on the internet, rest in peace, Stan Lee,
oh.
and I almost shit myself. Because I'm like, not only did Billy get a point, but like, fucking Stan Lee.
But
Stan Lee's wife died, you should get half a point for that?
No, you don't get
a
half point for that.
Why? Billy Joe tried to get fucking, because one of the James Bond died.
Yeah, I should have got a point.
And he wanted
for
Sean Connery, but Sean Connery didn't die.
Yeah, right. well, Roger Moore did.
Yes, but you
same
don't get a
thing.
Point. You
it's
don't
the
get a
same
half.
Thing.
How
no,
is it the fucking
not.
Same thing?
If Billy
about James Bond.
If Billy doesn't get a point for fucking the wife dying, you're not getting, because a character died.
Yeah.
You're not getting a guy that played the same character.
It was the same guy.
By the way, the Majesty's Secret Service.
Yeah.
Lansbury, that was who that guy was?
Something like that.
George Lansbury played Bond.
Right.
Can we find out, by the way, during a commercial break, just because I had to ask, why he only did one Bond movie?
Well, he sucked.
No, besides that, he sucked.
Well,
I got that.
No, the truth is
But why did he only do one Bond movie? Do you know, really? Or are you going to fucking
know.
Make it up?
No, I do know. I saw the documentary.
Cocksucker, you better fucking be coming at me straight.
No, I'll say.
Bring it 100, as
actually,
the blacks say.
He actually had a big fight with Broccoli, the guy who...
that's a real guy.
Yeah.
He's not making up words.
I know.
You know. And Billy went, Broccoli, shit.
Yeah.
Damn it. He fell into the Joe Void again.
He basically went bohemian. You know, he started to do drugs, and his hair grew long, and everything. He didn't want to do the thing like that. And he was bad. Nobody really liked him. He got panned by the critics.
Lansbury, right?
Yeah.
Joe Lansbury?
Right.
Angelo Lansbury's brother?
I'm just
making
Lansbury,
that up.
But it's close to it.
Lansbury? But who is it?
There's a whole documentary on Netflix about the whole James Bond thing, about how Sean Connery, I mean, he hated fucking Broccoli. They hated each other.
I hate spinach.
Well, you didn't like broccoli.
Just started bringing up.
Asparagus is another story.
Well, it makes your pee smell.
That's right.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. Sit back, relax. Maybe we'll get a fucking girl in a tub doing some trivia when we come back. It's the Ham Radio Show. Full day of hot button topics right here on the Unfiltered Radio Network. We'll be right back after these.
This is Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Live! Unfiltered Radio Network. .com 718-577-1389. The thrill is gone. Is the thrill gone between Giggles and Billy? She's yelling at me on the Facebook Live suite.
Oh, that's so a good much, place for
so much for reality radio. She used air quotes We are the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. If you have a problem, bring it to the floor. I'm sure that Billy would like to address that issue and probably fix it so he can get some more poo-tang. I think that's what the thing is. Trish, if you're still in the tub and you want, I got a whole book right here, Trish. We can play potato. Are you dumb as a potato? 718-577-1389. It's a full day of hot button topics. Join in the conversation. Danny, you're off camera. Did you move your... there? No, but you're only, it's only the top of your head now.
Well, I had to move it because Joe was whining he wasn't in the shot.
I'm never in the shot. Yeah, nobody knows I'm even here.
But the show is better that way. Sarah in the Facebook Live suite. Corey. Hey, Pervy the Clown's in there as well.
Hey, Pervy.
Pervy. Gina, Steven, Danny, just keep making sure that you rotate this fucking thing. Because obviously we're missing shit. Billy's girlfriend slash fiance slash love of his life slash health food guru is slash Japanese tourist as well is fucking mad at us, I guess. Or mad at him and not fucking addressing something. I will address anything. I'll make out with Sarah, better off being
a lesbian. Is that why Billy's in a bad mood?
Well,
I'm not in a bad mood, though.
Let's play Scooby-Doo for a second. Okay, the thrill might be gone. We'll play this in the background. First off, she's saying that she'll make out with Sarah, because that's Sarah the lesbian, by the way. Ooh, nice. She'll make out with Sarah the lesbian.
I want to watch.
Because she says, quote, I'll make out with you, Sarah, better off being a lesbian, it seems. Yeah. Billy, what did you do?
Oh, what didn't you do? Is that the question?
Let's see.
Don't want to know at this point.
Why is Joe in the fucking shot, says Jerry. Very true.
Yeah, Jerry.
Antagonize you, Jerry.
Barbara's in there as well. What's going on with Billy and Giggles? Is the honeymoon over?
I don't know.
Before it starts.
They had some very sexy pictures on the internet.
Billy and Giggles?
Well, they weren't sexy. Did you know the honeymoon was over?
The honeymoon didn't even start, and it's already hit Rocky Roads.
It's terrible.
It's hitting all the Rocky Roads, and it has to be sugar-free Rocky Road, because she won't let Billy eat it. If it's not, I'll tell you that right now. I'm in awe that something is going on. If you want to have a talk, Giggles, feel free to call the hotline as well. 718-577-1389. We will fucking handle this problem whenever. We will mend fences,
we
motherfucker.
Counsel, Billy.
What did you do? Did you do anything? Did you fight? When was the last time you fought with her? Because obviously you fought with her.
Yeah, sure.
Sunday. What'd you fight about?
I don't know.
Anything? Was it on a scale of 1 to 10? On a scale of 1 to 10, was it a big fight or a little fight? Because it's already Wednesday, and she's still saying, fuck you.
I didn't take a picture, I guess.
That's what it was?
That's what it was.
Didn't take a picture.
Yeah. Of your cock?
No.
He sends cock pics all the time. That's a given.
To you?
Yeah, I see him all the time. It looks like a bird crying.
I saw the picture on the internet. You look so cute.
No, but she's saying that he didn't take a picture.
I don't know.
He's saying that he didn't take a picture.
I didn't take a picture.
Of what? Like a group picture? Or when you guys were out to eat and you didn't take a picture of your Tetrazzini? What was it? What's the thing? What's the fucking caps, Paps?
I don't know. We're walking down the sidewalk. All of a sudden, like, get in here. Stand in this picture. I can't stand in the picture. There's a fucking shrub in the way.
Tell her to shave her bush. Oh, you mean an actual shrub. Sorry.
It was a big giant shrubbery there.
Okay.
I couldn't get into the picture.
So she's fighting with you because of shrubbery.
I didn't take a picture.
Giggles is quite a photon.
Dan, make sure she's rotate, Danny, because I got to make sure if she's... And let's see if she's defending herself. Here it is. Here we go. Giggles, the honeymoon will never start. He gives one excuse after another as to why he won't live together. Oh! It ain't about shrubberies or pictures.
Picture my ass.
She says she wants to live. Do you want to live together? And Billy says, she's saying, that, fuck no. That Billy says, fuck no. And I don't think that's true. I don't think, I know Billy very well, and I think Billy would never say fuck no.
Yeah.
Billy's very set in his ways, but I think Billy would live with you.
But Billy,
yeah.
Actions say, speak louder than words.
Baby. Oh, the cadence is coming from Piney. Jesus. not about the picture. Oh, my God, how stupid. She's fighting with you through the chat room.
I know.
It's so great.
This is good.
Because I'm not, it's not me. She's not yelling at me for once. She's yelling at you.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody's
yelling at me.
But you do want to live with her. You guys want to get married, sure. For crazy. He wants to spend his life with you. Yeah, I don't understand what's the... I think that she should get on the phone. Call the show. Verbalize your argument, Danny. Rotate. Let's see if you got to keep up on this. We got to make sure. Yeah. Say, look, I know he's almost 50.
Almost.
Wow.
Wow. Calling out the age.
Are you too old to move? What are you doing?
He does have bad hips.
I've fallen, and I can't
one
get
bad
up.
One, yes.
I'm set in my ways.
No.
Wait, Jerry's saying afraid to comment, Billy. Yeah. Time to grow up Peter Pan. I will turn it against Billy.
Yes.
I won't grow up, never grow up, never grow up. Not me. Sarah the Lesbian giggles because I'm not saying her name on the air unless she wants me to. Has to move in with his mom, too. No, his mom's not with him. He lives alone. He wants to live together. See, yeah. Look, Sarah the Lesbian is demanding that Giggles calls the show. I say we fix this. Yeah. I don't want any of my guys not having fun with their lives.
You live with your mother?
No.
Not that he knows.
Holy shit.
So she comes down, she cleans the toilets from time to time.
Well, you just said your motherfucking folds your underwear.
My motherfucking folds my underwear. I live with my mother.
That's right.
But wait a minute. My father died. Why am I going to move out so she lives in a big empty house? Billy moved out because he said, fuck these people, I'm out. I'm done. I need someone else to take care of me. And that's where the wife comes in now. That's where she's going to make him
some, don't go
some
there
chia seed pudding.
Not what that is.
And he's going to be in love. And their cake. Can you imagine their wedding cake, Danny?
Oh, my God.
All chia seeds.
What does it say, Ed?
Giggles. It's not fair to me and the boys what she does.
Oh, for
what?
Shit's sake.
Sorry. That was funny. Sorry. That sound effects made me laugh. It's not fair for me and the boys what he does. He only comes around once a week. Shit or get off the pot. Billy! Shit!
I covered this all that other day, so...
Maybe it was that thrilling proposal you gave her.
Yeah. Could be.
Yeah, you want marriage? It was a ring.
What are you, fucking caveman?
He didn't even say... He went here. Billy, pretend that Piney's giggles and show him what you did.
What'd you do? I can't, because the whole situation...
No, 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 not the whole...
Set up.
Not the whole setup,
way.
Just the last part.
Because the whole part of that, to be that way, was set up by the other shit leading to it.
I love when he explains.
So you basically just fucking chucked a ring at her?
No.
No.
Yes, you did.
You went here.
Would you go here, bitch? What'd you do?
Here, bitch, bitch. Here,
no,
bitch,
I wasn't
bitch.
Like,
that was the nice part.
Yeah. That was the romantic side.
That was the uncensored?
Yes. Come here, bitch. Giggles, I can't wait to eat my wedding cake, see?
That's
Trish talking about the wedding cake. Yeah. He has free time all day to pack his shit little by little. Oh, so she's saying that are you procrastinating, William?
Oh.
Is that what it is?
Or is she telling you to get another fucking job because you got too much free time?
Ah, that could be it, too.
You know, Bill, I got some storage containers you could use.
I got some storage containers.
And I'll need them.
I got them.
You
got
to go 50-50. Yeah. So Giggles is pretty much saying, from what I'm surmising... From this.
That's a big word.
That's a big word. I read a book before I came here. It was the word of the day. What I'm surmising from this is that she thinks that you're procrastinating. Are you coming up with excuses?
Yeah.
Or do you fully intend to leave Danny and everything else and the world that you know now to change your life?
I'm going that way.
All right. So
I must confess, Bill's my secret lover. That's why he won't leave.
I thought so.
All right. This is getting even better.
But honey, Danny needs the rent.
Now that's a truism, though. See, that's also what if he has some kind of living arrangement?
I have a lease.
Yeah, with Danny. That causes that. You know what I'm saying? Like that might cause like friction. Like they need the income coming in.
How's Danny gonna buy the quarter?
How is Danny gonna get his cigarettes?
Yeah,
what the fuck people think? God damn it. Wait, there's a new one from Giggles. She's a typing machine.
Yes.
He didn't cover anything. He left off with no resolution and no plan. I don't take kindly to having my time wasted. So, wait, I think this might be here. Hold on.
You prick.
Hold on. It's the Ham Radio Show. Is this mystery caller number one?
It's way too complicated to explain, especially to you two.
Wait, who is this?
Ow.
It's Al.
Ow. Al Reverdurchi is on the phone.
Buddy.
Al, you want to help out Billy in his married life that didn't happen yet?
What happened in his married life?
And just for the record, I don't care.
Yeah, there's trouble in paradise, it seems.
But there's not.
That's what she says, dude. She seems...
Are you married, Al?
No. I'm not married, man. I don't even have a girlfriend. I'm just some geeky otaku.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Al.
And now Billy is pushed aside for Joe and Al fighting on the fucking thing. Sarah the Lesbian, by the way, Al, I'll get to you in 1 second. Sarah the Lesbian is offering to come by Billy and pack your bags. That is nice of her. Polish Blue, he's in there listening as well. Adrian, by the way, the beautiful Adrian. If you click on Adrian's picture, you will see how incredibly fucking hot Adrian is.
Yeah, really.
She's listening. And and Sarah the Lesbian, Dan, this is do or die, Billy. Ha ha, she's serious.
Yeah.
And the vagina sticks together, Billy. You know how that works.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I know how these things work.
I'm just saying.
I'll be there.
When?
Look at Pete. What a dick.
Funny.
When?
I got a couple things
to fucking work out, pack up, and then get my shit there. You know, it just doesn't happen
that
like
that. Landlord. Fuck him.
Fuck the landlord. Look, listen. He's got shit to do. And when he's done. He's going to get there. How about we make Billy...
I'm not going through this set of fucking dates because it doesn't work that way.
October 31st. How does that grab you? That's just a date I plucked out of the air.
Halloween, go.
Halloween,
go.
And then the best part of that one is you have somebody dress up like you in a costume.
Show up as me.
Yeah. And then you can say,
with
I had
the
to
fucking
stay.
Truck. Ba-boom.
Yeah, no. You can go, I had to stay. The trick-or-treaters. What are they going to do? So that's an extra day, and then boom, you get the 31st is out.
What the shit?
And then you move on to the next day.
So Jerry wants to start a GoFundMe for Billy to get a mover. To get a mover to move.
Al, you called on a good night, Al.
And Joe offered you his box.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean,
you can use Joe's box.
All right. We're welcome over to help you.
Wait, hold on for a minute. Adrian, guys, move me in the day they meet me. What are you guys talking about? No, I said that.
Are you fucking dyslexic?
What no, that's what she wrote. Guys, I'm telling you, dyslexic. That's Joe. Guys, move me in the day they meet me? ?
That's right.
What are you guys talking about? ?
Yeah.
That's what it says.
I know what she's saying.
What is she saying?
She's saying that the minute the guy meets her, he goes, move in, baby.
Oh, well.
Right.
Wait, is that what you did, Joe? You moved the rent?
I tell you the truth.
She's a 13 out of a 10.
Yeah.
I'd fuck a dude with AIDS to get to her.
And let me tell you something, Pony. At my age, I'll take anything.
Damn right.
I'll fuck you if you
and
like
has.
Me.
Let's go, Joe.
Beth is in there, by the way, too, as well.
Oh, shit.
Steve is in there. Who is the couple? The couple is Billy and his fiance, Giggles.
And she just wrote a paragraph.
And did she write a paragraph? Holy fuck.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
I hate Billy. He's a cocksucker. No, I just made that part up.
No, that's usually it.
That's what I wrote.
That's how it ends. Huh. Of course, it's not a problem.
Wow, she's getting nasty.
Yeah, it's not a problem with you. Wait, I'll read it like she's writing it.
Yes, it kind of sucks. Yes.
Of course, it's not a problem with you, Billy.
You.
Oh, we need like a stunt bitch in the room to read
stunt
this.
Stunt reader?
Yeah, like, no. We need like an angry woman to read this.
Damn, read it.
Joe, get your wife. Bring her down here.
I'll use my Geraldine voice.
You get to have your cake and eat it too. Did he get cake?
Well, I want cake.
I want cake. When is cake?
What kind of cake do you have?
I didn't have cake.
If he's only coming over once a week, is he getting cake? Like, and by cake I mean you. Is that what? Are you the cake? And he definitely does eat it. I think we heard about
that. That's what she's referring to.
Her vagina. Is she referring to her vagina?
Yes.
You know, Billy, I think it's time to make a commitment.
He asked her to marry him. He made a commitment. When have anybody... Hold on.
My Uncle Whitey was engaged for 14 years.
Oh, my God, Uncle Whitey. Jesus fucking... We need a sounder for Uncle Whitey and an Uncle Whitey story that's going to come out. My point being, and I think Al can...
Man, talk about rich people problems.
Yes, and I think Al can attest to this. Al Reverdurchi, who's still on the phone, faithful caller and hater of Joe that's on the phone. I believe that you can attest to this, Al. When is Billy... And I'm saying this to Giggles. When does Billy move fast for anything?
That's true.
He is a slow as shit for everything. Yeah. He makes sure that everything is fucking finalized before he moves forward.
Did you ever watch him wrestle?
Yeah. He's still technically in a match right
now. That's
right. That's how slow his match is.
Did he ever get out of the wheelchair?
He gets out of the wheelchair, climbed up to the ring ropes. I'm just saying that, like, people, you got to cut him a little slack. This once-a-week father and lover shit is beyond old. No, well, Billy's beyond old. Yeah,
he's 50.
I will set my own date and nothing. I will set my own date, and if nothing is happening by then, I will end it. God damn it, Billy. She put the hammer down.
Exclamation point.
Can we get the date?
Oh, sure, why not? Just hey, make Billy, shit even more complicated.
If I was you, I'd get in the car right now.
Drive over. Just stop bringing. Billy, do you have a drawer in the house? Like, literally, like, is your
I
shit?
Got a few of them, yeah.
Okay, so he has stuff moved in. I mean, let's be honest.
Can we start a countdown clock?
Yes! Yeah. Oh, yes!
Why not?
We'll get one of those big giant
clocks. The big giant clocks.
Yeah, like a Billy countdown clock.
Like the one we have above the mechanics bay. That huge fucking clock with the countdown. Well,
can you steal that?
Today's the second. Did you pay the rent yet?
No, he did not.
I did pay the rent.
He can't leave. Do you see? He didn't pay the rent. You're an asshole. You should have went, I didn't pay the rent. Whoops. That's an extra week right there. I got to stay. You're an ass.
Giggles, maybe you just steal his paychecks. That way he can't pay me.
There
and then I'll
go.
Evict him, and then he's got nowhere to go.
Yeah, there you
maybe
go.
You
know how long
it
takes.
Hey, you know,
not
somebody. For nothing, Danny. You could solve this problem in 2 seconds. Just tell him to get the fuck out.
Still got to get my shit together and get it out.
Billy, you
and
have
then have somewhere to
but
put
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but look at what she's experiencing. By the time I tell him to get the fuck out, it'll take him another 3 years to get all the shit out.
Danny,
four, but who's counting?
Danny told Billy to leave 24 hours ago. Joe Boxer in here as well. The sexy Choppa. That's what we'll just call her. Ooh. LOL, oh my God, don't give away the milk unless you buy the cow. I don't want to call her a cow. She'll cut me. No. But he's fucking trying to buy the cow. He gave the cow a ring.
Yeah, really?
Like, he wants to marry her. He's slow as shit to begin with. You knew this when you started dating him.
Why are you calling her a cow?
I'm not trying to call her a cow. Someone else called her a cow. I was just agreeing.
You just said he gave the cow a ring.
It's
you
an expression.
Well, you're just in time for what might be a very unhappy ending.
I'm just saying. It's an expression. Listen. I think she needs to cut you. Shut up! I need to cut her a little fucking slack. All I'm saying is cut him a little fucking slack. The guy moves slow. You knew that. It's not like are you just meeting him for the first fucking time?
All right, but Ed, but you're talking a lot of shit. Get over there and start packing.
I'll pack with him.
I mean, what the fuck?
If it helps the situation, we'll have a packing party, and we'll all pack. How much shit does Billy have?
Not a lot. The flood took care of most of it.
He got rid of the futon.
The cat died.
Shit.
Did the cat die? He got rid of the futon. What else does the fucking guy have?
Are you going to get a piece of cake if you help?
Can I have some cake and eat it too? Yeah.
Mm. No, there is nothing of his in my house. He's full of shit.
You have nothing in her house. Ooh. That's what she says.
Not even a toothbrush?
No dirty panties.
Al, do you believe this shit's going on?
I gotta have stuff there.
He says he has stuff there. Al, what do you think?
This might be like Mario Jerry's finger right now because this shit is insane.
Hey.
This is reality radio. Look, if it was happening to Danny, we would bring it up. If Joe's wife was yelling at the top of the stairs, we'd bring it up. Piney's an open book.
Oh,
you're a dick.
There's a guy who can give you marital advice.
Piney broke. Piney, go under there after you're done. No, we have to go under there.
Billy, get under my desk.
Oh, shit.
Did it fall on top of the thing?
Yeah, ow. He's not getting under Giggles. Why would he get under your desk?
Shut up. Hey, don't fuck up mine now.
No, it's right here. Hold on. Wait. We're fixing. I can't find the holes.
Stick
in real
the
life.
Hole.
Wait, here.
Stick it.
I can't. Piney, grab it.
Let Billy do it. Billy
I can't do it from here while and host a radio program. Goddamn Piney breaking shit in Joe's house and studio. I think, honestly,
there it goes.
That if
it, hold that thought.
I think that she's acting weird to me.
Oh.
Because if you knew Billy going into this, he's not fucking Mr. Reliable and Dependable. He's just Mr. Slow as shit. What? And you know that going into it. It's not like it's, is there anything new here? Yeah. It's not like it's like, oh, I just met Billy. By the way, this guy said he's going to marry me out of the fucking blue.
Well, when did you get engaged?
That was amazing.
Yeah, when did you get engaged? That was Christmas.
Christmas. Yes.
So over Christmas, December.
All right, so it took you 8 months to pack a fucking cat? What'd you do?
Well, the cat was gone
wait
before
a minute.
Christmas.
Wait a minute. And the litter box. God damn it.
8 months?
All right. Well, yeah. All right. He won't be getting any milk. I am disgusted. No pussy for you.
That's it.
You get no cat. Yeah. You have no cat. Have no either cat. Way you look at
no,
it.
You know what's fucked up when she changes her profile picture? It was you and her, and then you're fucked.
Then it's just her going like this.
Yep.
Middle finger up angrily. Mm. Jerry writes, Billy has to surrender the upper status. Let her drive the relationship for a while.
Yeah.
That's Jerry.
Your busy bodies have busied your last body.
And damn right. from Giggles, if he is so slow, maybe he won't notice that I won't. Danny's covering the words. I won't leave his ass. It has been 6 years, 6 years. Wait, 6 years he hasn't... Wait, hold on. 6 years...
They're going together 6 years.
Yeah, but 6 years and he... So what's this 1 week shit? 6 years of his life.
Jesus.
He's devoted to you. He could have went and got other pussy, but no. This man went 6 years and he's taking you on. You have children now that are also his now, his responsibility.
You
Billy's a dad.
You still can't move in 6 years?
Shut up, Billy. I mean, fighting.
Al's still on the phone. He can't believe it.
Al is
packing.
Enjoying this.
He's packing.
He's packing. He's packing right now.
6 years.
Sarah the Lesbian, Billy should be a gigolo.
Ooh.
See? He won't be getting any milk. We read that one already. Yeah. Vinny is also in the, has entered the fray. That is the Facebook Live suite where this is all going down as we speak in real time on Reality Radio, folks. Billy versus Giggles, round 13, it seems.
6 years.
It just keeps going.
Do you really think it's fear of commitment?
I don't think Billy...
No.
No, because Billy never would have fucking... He never would have asked... This is the first woman.
Well,
let's be fucking honest. And I think Billy can even answer this.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm being Billy's mouthpiece, mm-hmm. as Al's still on the phone. I'm being Billy's mouthpiece because Billy, I don't think Billy's going to fucking speak and say stuff from the heart. Because
he's fucking smart.
Yes.
Shut up.
So I'm just going to say, look, this is the first one,
what
Billy.
What do I know?
You're the first woman, Giggles.
Never put it in writing.
All right, let me get this out, guys. This is the first woman that Billy ever even considered marrying.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's true.
Billy's hitting his head into the mic. He's so like...
I got all these fucking wires under me.
Watch your fucking language.
Out of problem.
I'm telling you, this is the first one he's committed.
Well...
Think about it. 6 years of Billy's life.
We all know Giggles is a very special girl.
Yes. She's very special. Yeah. Wink, wink.
Wow.
Nod,
see,
nod.
Now, I have been driving this relationship for 6 years. She said she's already in the driver's seat.
There you go.
But that's what I'm saying. So if you had to... Wait, hold the fuck... Do you understand that you're having two arguments now? Because now this is annoying me. Giggles is saying she's been driving the relationship for 6 years.
Yeah.
So that means if you know you have to drive the relationship for 6 years... Why are you expecting Billy to just take over the fucking rig and start driving the fucking truck of the relationship? Why are you expecting a change in Billy that he's just going to go, well, guess I got to fucking leave everything, kick these fucking walls down, fuck the cat, I'm out. And there goes the house. I just blew it up.
Wow.
Why do, when
real the, life drama.
Exactly.
I got every second of it.
When the fuck did you think that he was going to change like that? You're driving, you just said you're driving the relationship. That means you're in charge, right? Last time I looked, the person that drives usually makes the car go, right?
Most of the time. Unless you have a dual control car.
Billy, don't help. You're fucking going to be drowning in a second. I'm making the valid point that if she expects you to fucking start driving the relationship, like, that's a giant, but that's a giant change in the dynamic of your relationship. What the fuck are you thinking? It's not like it's not going to be an easy transference where Billy's now, okay, I'm in charge. Let me fucking make some rules up. Because you know you're not going to follow any of Billy's rules. You know you're not going to go, well, you know what? Billy's right. That sentence has never been uttered by that woman in her life.
Any woman.
That she went, you know what?
I'm warning you. This is going to screw up the natural order.
Exactly.
That's
It's going to screw up the natural order.
Yeah.
You had an order. You decided it.
And it was laziness.
He was engaged a long time ago. Yeah, but he didn't want to marry that bitch. Let's be fucking honest. He wanted to marry you. Because we all know he's talked about it on the air. And if he hasn't, just nod your head, Bill. Talked about it on the air. We know that you're the one he honestly gives a shit about.
I think so.
And I honestly think about it also. You have
I did what I did.
Yeah. And also, you have two kids that Billy is now taking fucking under his wing. Somebody play Wind Beneath My Wings.
Please. No.
See,
don't
taking
do that.
It. Taking it. I mean, like, he's now a stepdad to your kids, too. I don't know. To me. You're kind of making a mountain out of a molehill. You really, what you got to do is, if you want to set a date, set a date. But don't fucking, that's insanity as well, making a date.
And Eddie, I just realized this is why you're single.
Why? Because I don't, excuse me. Am I not getting dating advice from you?
No, don't take
then
any advice.
Then shut the fuck up.
All,
get the fuck out of the seat.
Fine,
listen to Piney's dating advice. You should fuck him. That's the whole thing. That's what I'm going to get out of Piney. You know what I would do? What, Piney? What would you do? I'd fuck him. Okay, well. That's why you're where you are. Shut
okay,
up.
Okay.
I'm just saying that the fact is, if you're the one driving the relationship, stay behind the wheel, tell the passenger what to do for a little bit longer, and don't throw it all away because for some reason you left him at the rest area and now he can't find his way back. All right? I can't use any more fucking car analogies. I'm going to shoot myself. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Let's take a break.
Two cars?
Yes. Let's take a fucking break. When we come back, this is probably going to keep going. Al, I got to hang up on you. Al, thanks for calling in.
Poor Al.
Thanks, guys.
Wait.
Fuck you, Joe.
Thank you.
You too, buddy.
There you go. I was waiting for fuck you, Joe, to come out on the way out the door. It's the Ham Radio Show, the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio, where obviously we're fucking going to address everything. If Trish wants to call, we can still play Dumb as a Potato. This is a hot topic, though. We can keep going with this. Whatever happens. Billy hasn't fucking committed suicide yet, so the show goes on.
That's ruined Billy's life.
Damn. Just part of his life, not his whole life. We'll be right back after these words.
Ham Radio.
Stop, don't come back. We have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do.
Adieu. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Doop-a-dee-doo. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302 302- 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the Gentlemen's Club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
Oh, I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Somebody wants Billy to jump around. Tell you that right now. Come on. Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me, that's a sin.
I won't tell my slack up.
Throw the motherfucker.
Try and play the running.
Then the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come and throw your hands up.
If you got the feeling.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Right here, WHAM. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. I think we're in episode of Loveline now. I don't know what's going on. Billy has left the room right this very second. So I don't know what that means. He might be killing himself. I don't know. He's back. 718-577-1389. Yeah. Jump up and get down. So, by the way, just if you've been living under a rock, it's a full day of hot button topics. The hottest button topic seems to be Billy vs. Giggles. That's going on live as we speak. Why won't Billy make the commitment and move out of his chateau and move in with Giggles? Giggles saying he's procrastinating, taking his sweet-ass time, and she won't give him any yum-yums, and that he only comes by once a week for his cake and to eat it, too. That was a quote from Giggles. I think that she's making mountains out of molehills.
Why do they take the yum-yums away?
They take the yum-yums because that's what women do. They know that Billy likes the yum-yums.
They do.
And Giggles, I honestly think that Giggles probably has some great yum-yums.
I'll bet.
Because she's a very sexual woman.
That's right.
So she probably does some stuff like, she does this stuff with her tongue and her hand. Holy shit, it's amazing. But she takes it away and then he gets no yum-yums. It's fucking horrible. Giggles does admit, though, she knows she definitely needs a separate room. So why don't we kiss and make up? If you know that you need more room,
kiss her.
Giggles.
I'm not kissing you.
Kiss Piney right now.
Make up
with me. Come on. If you know that you need more room, and you know that this schmuck moves slow, but at least he's going to try to get out of there, I mean, I don't see what the problem is. He's not trying to fuck you over. It's not like he doesn't want to live with you. I mean, there's a difference. If Billy was trying to be a dick and was trying to, like, just procrastinate to the utmost and say, like, fuck off. If I keep pushing this off, maybe I can even cancel the wedding. He's not even trying to do that.
Stupid to begin with.
Yeah. He wouldn't have spent, two times his fucking salary on the ring? I don't know.
Actually, now it's more like four times my fucking salary.
Yeah, see? And he's doing it out of love. That's what I'm saying. He does love you. Giggles also writes, I feel like he is playing games. Quit playing games with my heart. If you don't want to be with me, then don't. Don't waste my time. I read it as a woman. Don't waste my time. He's not
that
wasting.
That wouldn't be what I would.
He do. Loves you. Yeah. Greg Charles, what's up, man? My boy from Caroline's, by the way, right there.
Yeah.
I do love that Greg Charles, by the way, listens to the show, likes the show. I see him when he's at Sirius XM, and he says hi all the time. Fucking Greg, I love you. The fact of the matter is we're trying to fix Billy's shattered relationship.
Duly noted.
Thank you. and we're trying to fix it. I think that you both are fucking asinines, and you need to fucking... She needs to apologize to you. You need to apologize to her. I think you guys should... That is how you're going to rebuild
right.
the relationship, and Billy's going to move on, and you need to find... If you know you need to find a bigger place, baby...
Yeah, get a real estate agent.
Then wait a minute. Excuse me. I'm going to use her own line against her, Joe.
Okay.
Shit or get off the pot.
I'm not giving
a find job. A fucking apartment or a home... That you fuck that. Find an apartment or a home
yeah.
that you can afford, and get all your particulars, whatever it has to be. Has to be here. Has to be this color. There better be no Mexicans in it. Whatever the fuck it is. Whatever the fuck you have in your life.
Yeah.
But get it in order. And then don't blame it all on Billy because you won't shit or get off the pot.
It's my fault.
No, see, this is why you do have a woman, because you're just going to kowtow and go, it's my fault, I'm an asshole.
He's a smart man.
I understand he still wants the punani, I get it. But the fact of the matter is, come to an agreement.
That cookie shit makes me nervous.
Look, I haven't seen this much fighting since Palestine and Israel. I'm telling you right now, the two of you need to join forces. Become a collective
yeah.
and raise these two fucking kids in a new home. Kick Danny to the fucking curb and find a new homestead
See?
To raise these children. That's what I think you should do. Danny, can you rotate, please? I know you're busy doing something else.
But make it happen.
Make it happen. This is what I'm doing. I think mountains out of, yes. You think it's mountains out of molehills because you don't see it from my perspective. As a parent, they see him once a week. They see a once a week dad who's never around. But yes, but that once a week dad is also working really hard to make money so that he can purchase with you an apartment down the road. If he has no money, then he can't afford the apartment. He can't afford the apartment. Guess what? He's not moving out of the fucking house that he lives in now. I mean, that's the circle of life. It sucks. Look, I haven't seen Piney in fucking how long? Seriously. But we talk on the phone. But I haven't seen Piney in I don't know how long. This is
the
Since first physical. Yeah, the first physical fucking. I can touch him. He's
why,
here.
Why you touch him?
Because I just wanted to fucking feel those muscles.
I'm going to touch Billy.
Touch
Billy.
Playing gay chicken in the corner.
Probably the most Billy's gotten in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he might come. Don't touch him below
you
the belt.
You want my cake?
No.
You
want
to eat it too?
Cake. Don't call me a cow.
I can push you on the brain. I always do.
Excuse me, sorry. I'm laughing at side comments, and I knew the cow was coming. My point being is he has to work. I understand. You got to understand also his perspective.
Yeah.
He's got to make money to get an apartment. If he has no money, what the fuck is he going to do?
Sell himself.
It's not like he doesn't love these fucking kids.
Sell.
Look, this is the most emotion I've seen out of fucking Frankenstein's monster in I don't know how long.
Oh, yeah,
he
that's
is.
True.
He walks around with fucking kids strapped to his hands. When was the last time
yeah.
you saw Billy fucking show emotion?
Never.
Billy usually is the fucking monster going, fire bad!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
Well, it depends, do I?
Show me
like
hamburgers.
A marshmallow on the end of a stick?
No, it's
good.
Actually probably more like young Frankenstein when you set your thumb on fire.
Yeah.
That's more like it.
Yeah.
But the fact is, Frankenstein's monster over here doesn't fucking at all ever. Like, Piney knows, me and children, we get along fine because we're all on the same wavelength.
Until you try to eat them.
Well, yeah
really.
But it's the cute ones. Yeah, little chubby legs. I want to eat them. They get him my belly. But the fact is, like, I'm fine with children. Billy, not so much. Billy's not the greatest fucking guy in the world when it comes to children. These kids he's fell in love with, he now defends. They are his fucking children.
Yeah.
If you talk shit about him, he'll put his foot up your ass. He's a dad now. So you can't say, like, he's a once-a-week father. Because trust me, he loves these motherfuckers 24-7. You can't say it's a once-a-week. He might see them once a week. I can really say a dumb line, too, that he also sees them more than their real father. Can we be honest on that? At least he sees them and plays with them and experiences their lives a little bit. Danny, did you rotate?
Because
I don't want to miss a second and get yelled at. Where are we? Where are we
did
in this chapter? Billy can't afford anything, not to be an asshole. Yeah, he can't afford anything because he has a shitty job. He needs to get a better job. He's still working on that. Look, I'm not shitting on you. I'm defending. Don't get angry at me. I'm defending. He's trying to get a better job so he can make the money so he can get the apartment. And not even get the apartment. Fucking live life with you. You know what I mean? Like, weddings cost money. Last time I looked, Piney's had a few. He'll tell you. They cost fucking money. God, he softballed that one to me.
Oh,
anyway, they cost money. You fucking have to spend money in that. You have to spend money to lose money. That's pretty much what a wedding is. That's what they do. My kids have a special... Yes, we know they have special needs. And their school, which is in a... Yes, but that's what I'm saying. If the needs of the child... Children, sorry, because there's two of them. They outweigh everything. If that's where you have to live, that's fine. I'm sure that there are services that could be here, too. But that's neither here nor there. You're the mother. They're your children biologically. You're, of course, going to be more protective about that. I got that. My point being is that... If you want everything to fit in a fucking little bin, it's not going to. You have to make sure that you have the resources to get there so the kids can go to their special needs stuff. They have their doctors. They have all the fucking schooling and everything else. Plus, also, I don't know, this little thing called sleep, food, a roof. You know, they all cost money, and you got to be able to find that. It's not really like... And according to Billy, he's been looking with you... And you're not liking some of the shit that he's showing you.
What'd she say? He should move in.
Where should he move in?
He should move in and save money for a house.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long is that going to take? So you just want him in the house, is what I'm getting. Your argument is you just want him in the house. You don't care what else happens in his life. You just want him in the house, is what I'm hearing from this argument. That you just want him in the house. You don't care how he gets there. That just he's in the fucking house. That's it. Is what I'm hearing from Giggles, who's probably not giggling right now.
Right.
Okay. But now, if he's got to tie up...
Oh, Billy.
That's probably the noises she's making. If he has to tie up some loose ends here and finish out everything else, why fight? It's not like he doesn't want to live there. You're making it sound like he doesn't want to live there. You're making it sound like he doesn't want to be with the children. You're making it sound like you don't want...
Yeah, but you know what she's going to say to that? She's going like to say, that. "Be like, what? Well, if he doesn't want to be here, why isn't he? If he wants to be here, why isn't he here?"
Yeah, but he's also got a fucking life here that he has to take care of too. You know what I mean? It's not like he can just go, fuck it, I'm out.
There's logistical reasons too.
Yeah, I'm sure there's stuff that there's we can't bring up on the air either. But I'm just saying,
currently,
yeah,
that I've explained a few times, but
you got to explain it a couple.
Kind of gone over here and. Gets cast aside.
Okay, the biological father hasn't seen his kid since April of 2012. Billy's done a lot better than that. Okay, he's done a lot better. 2017, you've been going out for 6 years. Somebody do the math. 2010, carried a fucking... he's been seeing her for 800 years.
Yeah.
I put the decimal point in the wrong spot. But the point is...
Got carried a one.
Thank you. The point is... He's at least making an effort. If he didn't give a shit, he wouldn't make the effort at all. And I will defend that. Look, me and Billy never fucking agree on shit. Joe, do me and Billy always agree?
No.
Thank you.
I think the word's never.
Yes. And the fact of the matter is...
Wow, she's mad. She's cursing now.
What's she saying now? Is she calling?
No,
is
this, she's
no,
cursing.
No, I think we have a phone call.
Oh.
Me and Billy always agree.
Wait, excuse me, miss. Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Yes, is that me?
No, is that me?
Oh, it's Jerry. Jerry's going to yell at Billy now, too.
Most likely.
No, I feel bad for... I really feel bad for Billy.
Okay.
And Joe, how come...
Yeah. How come Trump didn't move Billy?
Age sage on this show...
Yes.
...have not given Billy the advice that he needs to get.
Have you met
you
Joe?
You and I both know, Joe, that Billy needs to say... I'm wrong.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'll listen to you.
And I'll do anything you
want. And I'll do what you want. And giggle. Does Billy have a room that in your place that he could retreat to, away from the kids, away from you, have his own personal space? For some reason,
it's got a toilet in it.
Leaving out of this argument that a 50-year-old man, it's a tough adjustment. If you haven't been married
so true.
Early in life,
that is so
it's
true.
A very tough adjustment.
How is he supposed to watch tranny porn?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Where is he supposed to do that if the kids are everywhere? Come on.
He doesn't watch
people.
Tranny porn, though.
Can't pull down your pants anytime you want,
yeah.
Man. That's for sure.
Can't stick your dick in the butter.
Listen, Joe has the studio to retreat to.
Yeah, right.
As well as that Star Trek bathroom to retreat to. Okay?
True.
If Billy has no place to retreat to, get him a fucking dumpster that he can make into a room or something, for Christ's sake.
But it's not just me. Like, she also has no way to retreat to either.
Well, that's what I think it is.
She has surrendered that already with the kid.
As a mother,
you still need it. Like, you still need that space somewhere. Even she does.
Danny, rotate, please, because I know that while Jerry's talking, she's definitely in the Facebook Live stream going, fuck Jerry, fuck Eddie.
I'll show you.
Oh, please.
Fuck Joe.
Please, listen, you know what? Let me tell you a story.
Okay.
And when I got married, oh, God. When I got married, I was 32 years old.
Oh, you were an old
okay?
Guy.
Yeah.
And my ex-wife used to tell me all the time, you remind me of my father. You remind me of my father.
Because he used to touch her in the shower, too.
Yeah.
Well, one day I came home.
And she was fucking
and
her
some
father.
Some guy was in our bed with her, and then the guy gets up and leaves. That's a whole nother story. And she comes out and starts throwing things at me, knives and plates and slamming doors in my face.
Wow.
And then says to me, you want to know why you remind me of my father? I said, yeah, why? My father's in San Quentin prison and has murdered somebody.
Ooh.
So the moral of the story is,
don't fuck
you
bitches.
Never know what you're getting until you got it.
Yeah.
And the situation changes when two people live together as opposed to when there's some space to retreat to.
You're so right.
And a 50-year-old man or a man that is basically set in his ways already.
Bingo.
You're trying to change a stallion and turn him into a galloping horse to go around Central Park. I think there needs to be movement on both sides.
Well, this is exactly what I'm saying. That's why I said if she's the one that's driving the relationship the whole time as well, you can't expect Billy just to take over the wheel and go, okay, I got this. Which is what
they're in a relationship for 6 years. It's just a brand new fucking thing, Tyler.
Thank you. That's what I said. All right, Giggle says it's about storing his shit. My mom offered space in her house to store his shit free of charge. Yes,
I just
not about storing his shit.
Wait, hold on. We got more, Jerry. Hold on. Yes, I just go into my room because I need to retreat more than he does to decompress. Number one, it's not a competition. That sounds like it's a competition. I got to retreat more.
I get that.
You're a mom and you raise these children, and they have special needs. So on top of everything else, I get that. That's number one. Number two, Jerry's absolutely fucking right. Where it's you've been doing this. This is nothing new. This is nothing new. You've loved this man. For 6 years. I almost threw up a little bit. For six
so did
years,
everybody else.
You fucking love this guy. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah, or
I'm just curious what she thinks is going to change when they get married.
Yeah.
What magical thing is going to happen once he puts that ring on her and the judge says, I do? What's the magic fucking
judge,
moment
did you not go
that's going
to
happen?
Judge, I'm scared.
The judge, jury, and executioner. That was my argument before. That's exactly what I said before. I know that the old sage in the back, Joe didn't perk up and say anything, but I said that, Billy. This is Billy. It doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. It doesn't mean that he's a fucking idiot. It doesn't mean that he's being a dick. He loves you. This is what he does. He's not really fucking Mr. Speedy Gonzalez when it comes to fucking doing things.
Listen, Billy, take it from Joe. Get yourself a bathroom you could retreat to.
Right.
Be satisfied with having pizza rolls once a week.
There you go.
And keep your head down, kid. Yeah. Keep your head down so you don't get killed. Keep your head. Am I right, Joe?
Absolutely, Jerry. Absolutely.
I have a firm grasp of all of that. I understand that stuff quite well.
It's like two Vietnam vets fucking exchanging stories. Remember that time that my wife stormed a beach?
Well, no, what Jerry's saying is very true.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this studio has saved my marriage more than one time.
Yeah, you have.
But it's you know, and it has nothing to do with. They once took a survey. This is a true survey of the difference between poor people and rich people. And the
Jerry, stop fucking that dog.
And the difference is, rich people have space.
Yeah,
they have more space, and you know, it's a big deal. It really is. But anyway, yeah. Billy, if you're willing to make a sacrifice for a few years, move in with Giggles, save that money for the rent,
right,
and then buy yourself a mansion.
A mansion made of...
Yeah, Danny can get another roommate.
It's a sacrifice. One way or the other.
Oh, I can find another tenant.
Yeah,
right. I know that.
Eddie wants to move in.
Damn right. I want to move in with the person he gets from Craigslist.
He's going to fold your underwear. Yeah.
No one's going to fold my underwear, though. God damn it.
I ain't folding your underwear. I don't fold his underwear.
You should fold my underwear. We know each other longer.
They should call the show. They should set a reasonable date.
I said it's like the peace accords.
Stick to it.
I think Palestine and Israel need to sit the fuck down. And they need to fucking go, okay, here
see,
it is.
This is not Palestine, but that's the point. This is not Palestine and Israel. I'm being real here.
Yeah,
be real.
This is a woman who has special needs kids.
Yeah.
And she has a guy in her life that loves her.
Yeah.
But you can't be Mussolini and just dictate what you want. Marriage is a give and take. Marriage is not one person just spitting out orders and the other person just following it. Because that's not going to be a successful marriage. That's going to be a very short-lived marriage.
I thought that's what marriage was.
That's right, Billy Mussolini. Stop playing with your weenie.
My marriage was, Joe.
Okay.
That's what I said. Yeah, but you can't. Wait, hold on, Giggles. You can't be the only one setting the fucking date. You have to come to an agreement. Work together. Yeah, Billy. Speak from your heart, William.
At one point, I was really trying to. I did kind of set a date where I was aiming for. Okay. I just could not do it because things happen where I was working two jobs, so I'm leaving the house at 6 in the morning and not getting back till 11:30 at night. Yeah. And, you know.
What does that have to do with you being married?
Sometimes that's a good thing, Bill.
What the hell does that have to do with the perfect marriage? What the hell does that have to do with being married?
But to get
you're just scared, that's all.
No, yeah. To get my stuff over to there. So I couldn't do it at that point.
Oh, sure.
They have a new thing out. It's called Movers, Billy.
Yeah, I know. But I don't pay people to do things that I can do.
And you can actually hire them to move your stuff?
Right.
Quit making excuses. And if you love this woman and she loves you, and apparently the both of you do.
Look at Jerry fucking you over.
Yeah, really.
Then do what you have to do. Be a man and do what you fucking have to do.
You can act like a man. Giggle says she doesn't want to wear the pants, believe me. So Billy says, take them off, baby. Take them off.
That's all.
Show the
both
cake.
Of you
let
know
me eat
what,
it too.
What your status is in the relationship, and any man understands that the woman really does control the relationship.
How do you spell whipping boy? I'm just trying to. I'm just saying because she's coming out guns a blazing. The two of them need to work together, come up with a date. Don't be Mussolini on either side. Work together. And then you'll solve the problem. If Billy maybe can now with Joe because Joe has these storage units, because maybe he also
storage
does
units.
Yes, well he does. Billy is down the street from him. He doesn't. Maybe Billy also doesn't want to rely on your mother to do things. Not that your mother's not a great person. He just doesn't want to because then he feels indebted to fucking her. Maybe he wants to get Joe. No, with Joe, he owes nothing. Do you understand? He owes nothing to Joe.
See, I just think Giggle should flood his apartment again, wash him the fuck out, and he'll go.
No, but that might cost me more money.
That would be fucking awesome if she came by.
Does he still have that purple-brown car he could live in?
Yeah, the purple-brown car. He came by,
and
she clogged up all your fucking drains and just turned the hose on and walked away.
It's like Home Alone.
There's a big
shit
storm coming in. It's not safe here.
Let me see.
It's a Sharknado.
Now he only has one job and free time.
Yeah, but he's still got no money.
You only got the one job now? You got rid of the other job?
Yeah, no, the other place, I went in, killed myself that day, and then they called me into the office and go, oh, yeah, by the way, it's not working out. We don't need you.
Come on now. He's going through a lot of shit. Let's work together. Come on. If I could buy the world a Coke. Jerry, take it.
She prefers to be submissive.
Oh, that's okay. And when are we going to talk about politics on this show?
Anytime you want.
Well, we got to go to break.
Well, we've been gone for 2 weeks. And,
all right, so listen, stay on the line. I'll put you on hold. We're going to go to break right now. We can talk about Scaramouche. We can talk about
it all. Oh, the Moochie.
We'll get off of this Mooch over here, and we'll talk about Scaramouche.
Scaramouche said he was on The Real Apprentice.
And that way, Billy.
Take us to your leader.
Billy can.
And that way, Billy can get a little air conditioning and a little.
He can run out.
Distance between this.
Get on the phone, grovel, whatever he's got to do, and handle his business. All right, so let's take a break right now. We'll keep Jerry. Jerry, I'm putting it on hold.
Okay.
Get ready. And hold. We'll be right back after these words. It's the Ham Radio Show. Right here, we are marriage counselors, Danny. We are also soothsayers. Welcome to Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio.
Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Follow us, but not too close. On Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey yo, this is Method Man, and you're listening to the Ham Radio Show. Ham. Can I get a suit?
Yeah. Lucha Underground. Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network. ElReyNetwork.com for further details. All Out Animal House in the quarterfinals of the Quieto Cup. I'm saying the guy's name wrong. Cuerto, right? Wait, hold on, Billy. What is it? What is it?
Cuerto.
On the Cuerto. ¿Cómo están, mi amigos? ¿Cómo están, bitches? Elroy Network, Lucha Underground. It is, of course, there are 8 men remaining in the Lucha Underground and Cuerto Cup quarterfinals. Dario has a warning for his brother, Mantanza. In a bloodthirsty, thick and mortar battle, addicted to love is the only way to put it in, which Marty the Moth Martinez, who's been on this very show, his obsession with Melissa Santos grows, and it's every Wednesday, right there on the El Rey Network at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But check your local listings for time and availability where you are. That's Lucha Underground on the El Rey Network. El Rey Network. No. Como star bitches. It's the El Rey Network. No. I like this beat, Danny. No. Yeah. Lucha Underground. El Rey Network. Go.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Despite his best efforts, 4 of R. Kelly's tour stops have been canceled, some citing poor ticket sales, while others claim it's due to recent accusations he's holding women running a secret kinky sex cult. It seems like in either case, some ladies will be glued to their seats. Bobby V. claims he didn't hire a transgender prostitute, and the videotape that recently surfaced showing he walked off without paying is just an attempt to extort him. This is why you should always ask for a receipt. Paris Jackson and her godfather Macaulay Culkin shared a bonding experience by getting matching tattoos on their arms. It's unclear at this time what their matching tattoos are meant to symbolize, besides their mutual inability to make proper life choices. Happy birthday to longtime rapper Coolio, who at 53...
We played a little Slipknot because the anger in the chat room was getting vicious. It was like a mosh pit at a Slipknot concert. 718-577-1389 is the Ham Radio Show. I think this is Jerry. Jerry, are you still on hold? Jerry, is that you?
Yep.
All right, because somebody else tried calling in on one of our other lines, and I have Jerry still potted up. So, of course, the phone call kind of wiped out the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. So, whoopsie doodle. It's the Ham Radio Show, the Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio. It's what we do. We handle business. Let's put Jerry over there. Let's bring this up here. There I stop and breathe. Inside my shell, I wait and breathe. All right, so Jerry's on hold. Jerry wanted to talk about politics. And, of course, Joe.
We could talk about politics and marriage. We could talk about Anthony Scaramucci's.
Scaramucci.
The mooch hitting on Fox News's Kimberly Guilfoyle, which we said in a previous show was a piece of ass. And according to TMZ, that's the reason that he was fired.
He was double dipping the wick because he had the pregnant wife who wasn't giving it up, so he went and was trying to bang the chick from Fox News. That's pretty fucking hot.
Yeah, and she is
side deals, secret promises. He's always got an agenda.
Yeah, well, Scaramucci always has an agenda. Scaramucci, by the way, said he'll never compete in Dancing with the Stars. So everyone, calm down. That came up in conversation as per TMZ.
Hey Ed, by the way, what do you think? Do you think that Billy
and Giggles will get married before Trump gets
impeached.
Impeached?
Yeah, because I don't think Trump's getting impeached. I'm sorry, you guys that hold out. Look, I'm not, like I've said before on this very show, I'm not a big fucking Trump guy. But let me point out the fact that I don't. You have no evidence to get him impeached. Get me some fucking evidence, and then we'll impeach the guy. You got nothing.
Let's see what Mueller has.
See what Mueller had. Let's see.
Because he brought a guy on board today.
Yes.
That specializes
in what?
Not only in fraud, but in money laundering fraud.
Okay.
And that doesn't bode too well for our president.
It doesn't bode too well with our president, but the fact of the matter is, yet again, still no hard evidence. Everything is happenstance. Everything is circumstantial evidence. Everything is like, oh, he did this. We know it. Okay, prove it, motherfuckers. That's all I ask. Look, I don't like the guy either, but the fact of the matter is, the Dow just fucking closed, the 22,000 fucking points higher today?
That has nothing to do with him.
Dude, he's the president. They all get the credit. The same way Obama would get the fucking credit when the shit went, and he was like, oh, fucking President Obama made the stock go to shit. He gets the credit. It's my point. It happens. He's there. He has the job. Until you guys can find a way to fucking get him impeached, he's still going to sit there, and Billy, yes, will walk down the aisle, even if there's a shotgun involved, before
shotguns.
The fucking president gets
his... And, what would it be? 2019. So, Billy, there you go.
One.
You got it. 2019.
No, you're... Wait, first off, they're two sci-fi buffs.
Side deals, secret...
They're two sci-fi buffs. You should do 2020. That was 2020. That'd be nice.
That's when the election is.
That's what you should do. But that's what you should do. It in honor. You should run on the fucking myself up getting married ticket.
No, that's what you should do.
By the way, Giggles also writes, I won't leave my apartment until I buy a home.
Right.
The rent is too cheap, which is fine. And the neighborhood is very good, especially for my boys. If you paid how much I pay for rent on the affluent neighborhood I love in, it's supposed to be live in, but you wrote I love in, because I think that was a subliminal message to Billy that she still loves him. That's what I think that is. That she loves in, you wouldn't want to leave either. All right. But eventually you're going to have to leave, is my point. The same way you don't want to leave.
Why can't they have a marriage where he stays with Giggles 4 days a week? He stays with Danny 3 days a week.
Oh, they should do that.
No, we don't
need
that.
That's so cute, they're sharing custody.
They got custody of Billy.
No, I have to take it to court for more days.
Yes.
No.
I want joint custody, goddammit. I want to see my William.
I'm still not folding his underwear.
Why not?
Nobody's
Jerry,
folded my underwear in like 30-something fucking years.
Well, maybe
I
kind
of like it that way.
Maybe if she did.
Joe, does your wife fold your underwear?
Yes, he's not in the room.
I think he's busy.
I guarantee that Joe's wife doesn't even wash his fucking underwear.
Let alone fold his laundry. Look, I'm not allowed.
Maybe he doesn't wear it.
I'm not allowed to touch the washing machine in my home.
Why?
Because I think I've broken one of them
on purpose. So you didn't have to fucking touch it.
Yes. Look, that rug wasn't going to wash itself. It fit. I shut the door. Shut up. The fact is she does, look, the fact is also the whole point of the fold in the underwear thing, while we have Jerry on the phone, I'll share the story, is there was a giant, I have crotchless underwear on today, because when I go to work at SiriusXM, name I just dropped.
He thought he was going to go find his boyfriend.
Yes, it was perfectly folded and nice and beautiful. I'm putting it's 2-something in the morning when I go to work.
Your mommy folded
my
it.
My mommy folded my underwear and it looked fucking beautiful. And smell crisp as a summer's day.
Why did you fucking smell it?
I smell my underwear every day. I take a nice whiff. Maybe
make sure it's clean.
That's a sickness there.
It is. And then I put on my thing, but it was in the dark. I didn't know. I get to SiriusXM there. I go drop my trowel to go take the morning poo. I look down, and Jerry, I could see my jeans because I had no fucking crotch in my underwear.
All right, I really got to bring up something here.
You're taking a poo at work?
You're a 350-pound man.
Nice of you. Thank you.
And you have crotchless underwear?
Yes.
That's a
fucking
problem.
Well, and he couldn't feel that there was nothing between him and his Calvin.
No, yeah, exactly.
That's Wow.
Exactly, Brooke Shields.
Why
I couldn't feel.
Do you own Crotchless underwear?
I don't own Crotchless underwear. I didn't know they were fucking Crotchless.
He ate the candy center.
Look,
so where they come from?
No, I just bought brand new underwear. I did with my own money like a big boy. I went shopping, I bought new underwear. I bought the 3-pack. It's a very nice 3-pack. I buy the 3-pack. That 3-pack I brought on the cruise, right? I only had underwear on for 3 days. Now, I buy the 3-pack, I put that in my bag, did everything else. The only thing was, this, I don't know why she washed the Crotchless underwear, folded them ever so neatly, and then put them in the pile with the regular underwear.
Because she
you still
else
haven't answered the question of where you got the fucking Crotchless underwear.
Oh, they're fucking, they're old underwear, dude. Jerry, I don't throw out underwear until literally they're not underwear anymore and it becomes a skirt.
So in other words, they have like 3 strands and that's it.
Yeah, like you have the 2 leg holes and then my pocket balls hang out in the middle.
So basically what happened is your chub rub fucking rubbed the underwear off.
Pretty much, probably ate through it like Godzilla. I don't know what it did, but it burned a hole. I caused a forest fire with my thighs.
And you still have these on?
I have them on right now. Look.
Let me see. Let me see.
Let you see.
And then, he wants to see my
please,
underwear.
We could see this on cable. I don't want to fucking see that.
I just
pay-per-view, $90. Oh,
$90.
McGregor.
Fuck McGregor. Fuck Mayweather. Eddie takes out his Crotchless underwear. That's a pay-per-view event. And then Scaramucci could be the fucking guest judge. That's what we do. That's how we.
And
make
I
the
just
money.
Saw that your fucking underwear is red.
Is Pardon? It?
No, that's...
You when you
no.
pulled your shirt
no, no, no,
up and you went
is,
in to give yourself a handy there.
That's a girdle.
No, that's not a girdle. This is the red part is on the shorts. I'm wearing my official tap-out shorts for when I do my MMA in my bed. And they're fucking... The top
this
is...
This show has taken a very bad turn tonight.
Look at his fucking belly. Oh, Jesus Christ.
This part is red. My underwear is fucking... black or blue, I don't know.
It's black from the stains.
No, that's,
I smell foul play, Chairman.
It's yellow in the front and brown in the back. That's how I know what I buy. No, that's... Look, I don't have... first off, I do have red underwear. What's wrong with having red underwear?
It's nothing that any of us want to see.
Why are you knocking my red underwear, Jerry? What the fuck?
Because you flashed it in front of all of us.
Why can't it be red? Why? Because it has to be a blue state underwear?
I don't
what the
care
fuck,
what
Jerry?
Color it is. You're not a woman. I don't want to see your underwear.
I got panties on that are older than you. Shut up. My point is Scaramucci. Let's get back to Scaramucci. Scaramucci should have kept his underwear on. Then he wouldn't have knocked up the wife, and then he wouldn't have to get divorced, which I found incredibly funny because they still had the baby shower. And then they also still had when the kid was born. The day the kid was born, I believe, is when they filed for divorce. Literally, like, she shot the kid out and was like, where's my lawyer?
Uh-huh.
And filed for divorce that day for Scaramucci. And then on top of everything else, then he loses the job, what, like the next day or the day before?
He had the worst trifecta of luck that you can have. He lost his wife, his job, and he sold his business. All in the same week, and then 11 days later, he lost his job at the White House.
Yeah, but okay, but let's look at the bright side. Did he fuck the girl from Fox News?
No.
You sure?
No,
we don't know.
So.
We don't know if he did or didn't. So I'm saying, let's just put it in the win column that maybe he did. Maybe he showed her his Crotchless underwear, and he flashes.
Oh, so you lose all of that. You lose your business for pussy? Really?
People have...
Oddly enough, that has happened to people.
I was going to go, Piney comment? Piney's lost worse for pussy. What I'm saying is that the possibility that at least he got to bang the chick from Fox News is a plus column. Also, he's not doing that fucking bad. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The Mooch is doing fine. He's also an executive producer in an HBO biopic about the Penn State football coach Joe Paterno, which is starring Al Pacino as Paterno. So he's fucking doing fine. He's going to get some HBO money. He's going to be on the new season of The Sopranos. You know, he's doing fine.
Tanks, he's going to just, that's it.
Well, apparently
screwed.
he was a member of the cast of Celebrity Apprentice White House Edition.
That's my joke. I'll take my joke.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear earlier.
You hacky fuck! Stealing my joke just because you're a comedian and I'm a comedian? What the fuck, dude?
What the fuck?
That's what you call yourself?
Well, I'm a sit-down comedian. Jerry's a stand-up. He's actually gone on stage and performed. And yeah, how many minutes of material you got now, Jerry?
About 30, maybe 40 minutes.
That's exactly the amount of time that Billy has left in his relationship.
Billy better go home tonight and beg and plead. And Billy, I hope jewelry stores are open when the show closes.
Jerry,
you better run to Zales, you know?
Jerry, you missed it. Billy, Joe felt so... Joe just came in the room, right?
Pizza rolls?
Yeah,
what do we got?
We got the pizza rolls, but he felt so bad for Billy, he gave him candy.
Wow.
He's my buddy.
My buddy.
That candy is not for you, by the way, Billy. That's for...
Giggles.
That's for your sugarless doll.
Oh, okay. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, does Giggles... Huh. What is Giggles like, Billy?
What are we talking about in here?
We were talking about Scaramouche.
Oh, yeah.
And,
can he do the Fandango?
Can he do the Fandango?
That has got to be the fastest in and out I've ever seen. I got to tell you, man.
I just made a
never,
Billy sex
never
joke.
A dull moment with
Flynn
the Trump
was
White
out
House.
Faster than him, Joe.
What's that, Bob? I'm sorry.
I think Flynn was out faster than Scaramouche.
Well, he was 11 days. How long was Flynn? No, he lasted a couple of weeks.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I think like 2 weeks.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, he's got the... I think he still thinks he's on Channel 4,
you know?
The Apprentice. Yeah, fine.
If we count weekends...
I guess, yeah.
Then Flynn was in longer.
Oh,
so that's 14 days.
Yeah. Comey signed a book deal today. He's writing the story of, the whole thing. Multi-million dollar book deal. Tell me that this guy doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing the story of how Nicole and OJ met.
Comey, you know who we're talking about, right?
Yes, I know who Comey is, you
okay.
Fuck. It's a
yes,
joke.
Yes, I know who Comey is. I'm not a fucking idiot.
I mean, really.
I'm not a liberal like you call me all the time.
You are a liberal. You ignorant
please.
Slut.
How can I be a liberal and a racist at the same time?
You can try.
Yeah. No one said you weren't talented, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have multiple personalities like that where one day I'm a racist, the next day I'm a liberal.
Well, I got to tell you, the Trump White House, every morning I tune into CNN and Fox and go back and forth to hear the two different sides of the story, which are both out to lunch. You know, and it's like, what did Trump do today? It's more entertaining than The Apprentice was, let me tell you.
Wait, hold on. More importantly, Debbie's saying I'm wearing underoos.
Ooh.
And I'm not wearing underoos.
Batman.
I'm wearing...
Not since last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the Wonder Woman underoos.
Ooh. Oh, I wish. Gal Gadot. Holy fuck. Did I jerk like off to that woman?
Yeah.
After I saw Wonder Woman, I
in
jerked
the
off to...
In the theater.
I wish. I wish I could have just fucking just took it out and jerked one.
I'm from the Linda Carter era.
I love Linda Carter.
And she was, you know... All right, the costume wasn't as... cool as the costumes today.
I don't give a shit. Wonder Woman, Linda Carter had the biggest set of tits.
Wow.
I've ever seen as a child.
My
on
son
TV.
Had this poster of Linda Carter in his room.
Oh, he whacked off every
day. Let me tell you something. The sheets were always stained. I'm telling you.
And when that his kid moved, Joe couldn't scrape that poster off the wall.
How did you hang this up? Tape? No.
No.
What'd you use? Glue?
What, is epoxy? What the hell is this?
You make Gorilla Glue come out your cock. I think that Joe would jerk off to that poster when the kid was at school.
No, I had Farrah Fawcett. There was the Farrah Fawcett poster.
I remember that Farrah Fawcett.
That was very cool.
With the big teeth and the flowing hair and
and the tit just hanging out just a little bit.
She had side tit in that one.
Yeah,
she got side tit. Yeah.
Yeah, she was foxy. She was.
Yeah, but Linda Carter's tits
well,
in Wonder Woman.
Bosomy.
And then she would spin around to turn into Wonder Woman and her titties would jiggle.
She was on Battle of the Network Stars back in the day, and I remember those tits bouncing up and down when she was running.
Can someone find out how big Linda Carter's tits are?
Well, we call her an escort.
I don't have Linda's number. I could probably get Linda's number, but I don't have...
I gotta tell you, she still looks good. She was on Law and Order not too long ago. And she looked pretty good. You know,
she's still fuckable.
Yeah. Oh,
there's no.
Definitely. I wish she would do porn. She would make great milk.
I wish that she would be fuckable.
No, she's way too Christian to do porn.
Yeah, I know.
She could do Christian porn.
Her body measurements.
Yeah. What would that be, Eddie?
Nothing but missionary.
Her body measurements are 37, 25, 36.
36?
37? Is that all they are?
37 what? The double D's?
It doesn't say.
She's like a 40, 42. She lied.
She got some big old titties for Jesus.
Her nipples are 37.
Titties for Jesus. I make the sign of the cross on them titties.
I'm gonna try Eddie's
with your cock.
Yeah, try Eddie's measurements. My tits are probably bigger than her tits, but I don't have the bustier.
Bra size is allegedly 34C. A cup size is C.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Oh, sure.
Dude, I used to fuck a girl that was a 38C.
Are you looking at Linda Carter? Or maybe the new Wonder Woman?
Or Jimmy Carter. Which one are you looking at?
Jimmy Carter had some big titties.
Oh, no, yeah, there's a guy. I tell you.
Wait, did you say this?
After 2 weeks, you can't tell the difference between a man and a woman.
I'm telling you.
There's a difference between a man and a woman.
Didn't we cover that at the beginning of the show?
At the beginning of the show, if you have a uterus, you are a woman. And if you spin around and a lasso appears, you are my date. Wonder Woman. No, but Gal Gadot is so fucking hot as Wonder Woman. She was also in another movie. They didn't get that much.
She was in a couple of movies. She was in that movie with Zach Galifianakis.
That's the one I'm talking about, where she's in lingerie.
Oh
my fucking God. She has this scene. Dude, she comes out. It's very whackable. She comes out in this fucking... First of all, she's lanky. She has a flat tummy that, I'm not even joking, has to be at least... 13 inches long.
Are you bouncing quarters off?
Dude, you can bounce fucking... You can back... If you put a stack of quarters...
Yeah,
you can bounce that shit off of it. That's how tight her fucking body is.
You think she works out?
She's so hot that a gay man wants to bite her ass.
Yes.
She's smoking.
What
movie? Yeah.
Keeping Up with the Joneses. Oh. And then she's flirting. She's talking about the sex she has with John Hamm with the other chick, the redhead, that I don't know her fucking name.
Oh.
That plays Galifianakis' wife there in the movie, and they're fucking, and then they kiss later. Her and Gadot kiss later. Show Billy that picture and tell me that's not fucking hot.
Yeah.
Look at the abs on her.
She's tall.
Yes, look at that.
Yeah.
Danny, look at this picture. Come on now. Come on. Joe, did you see this picture?
Yeah.
Look at that.
She's gorgeous.
It's fucking hot. Now that should be the outfit that Wonder Woman wears.
I would like to
throughout
touch
the whole movie, because I would watch that movie. Yeah. Wonder Woman 2 already in production, by the way. Ooh. Also, just for the rest of the nerds out there, they are still reshooting Justice League.
Really?
It comes out in November. They are still reshooting it.
Yeah. And Henry Cavill is in
The Mustache.
Mission Impossible 19 or something like that.
Yeah.
And he has a mustache.
The mustache.
So they have to digitally remove the mustache
from Superman.
The Justice League film.
Yeah, because Paramount, who owns the Mission Impossible franchise, told Warner Brothers, fuck off, we don't want him shaving the mustache. So now all Superman scenes are getting redone, because what happened was Zack Snyder's daughter got killed or something and he left the movie.
Uh-huh.
All right, so he's no longer directing it. Now, I believe the guy that made Avengers is directing the Justice League movie.
Uh-huh.
So he's reshooting a whole bunch of shit to make it funnier. To make it just like kind of like the Marvel movies, so that way
to make it not like Suicide Squad, like that.
So they're trying to fix this problem. But the only thing is that Henry Cavill has a mustache, like a big fucking honking mustache, and now Superman's walking around looking like a dirty Sanchez just got done on him.
So why didn't he shave the mustache and then put it on the fake mustache when he had it?
Paramount doesn't want him touching his face, and Jerry will tell you, when a fucking movie company is in charge, you do something, you're breaching contract.
Right. Mm-hmm. You sign a contract with them, and basically it's like Billy and Giggles.
Yes.
The production company tells you what to do, and that's it.
And that's it.
And there's no fucking moving company.
And ain't no moving company, and they can't store the mustache somewhere else.
Pack your bags, pal.
Yeah, so... Dirty Sanchez Superman in theater soon. That'll be fucking hot.
Yeah,
I am El Chapo Superman.
Yeah.
With my
I just have a funny feeling that this movie is going to really bomb, really suck.
No, I don't think it is. From what I've seen already and what I've read about the plot, I think it's going to be great. Especially if the guy, his name escapes me. It's the guy that did, the guy that directed all the Avengers movies already. His name is
Josh Whedon.
Whedon, yeah. He's in charge of now the Jeff Johns is in charge of DC now, all of DC films. Oh, and he's the guy that made DC actually come out of the, like, out of the darkness when Marvel was kicking their ass, and he was in charge of that. And now this guy is taking over the actual movie directing, and it should be great. Danny, can you rotate this for a second, please? Let's finish out anything that's on Facebook Live.
That's it.
Oh, there was the same thing. All right, so.
Yes.
Jerry, I got to hang up on you because we got to finish the
All
show.
All right, guys. Love you. Missed you the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely.
And Giggles, breathe.
Aw, Giggles, breathe.
Okay.
I can feel you. Breathe.
Take it
I'll
easy.
See you guys.
See you, Jerry.
Good night.
Billy, everyone wants you to just fix your marriage.
Yeah, well.
Fix it.
You got to fix his unmarriage. He's not married yet.
Well, you know, fix his unmarriage. They have to fix everything.
Well, I got to tell you the truth. This goes back when I was courting, so to speak.
Last week.
Yeah, the courtship is much more rougher than the marriage itself.
Right.
Once you're into the marriage, it's you know you're pretty much done, and that's it. And you settle down, you get your routine going, and you
AKA
just,
your life is over.
Yeah, you die, and that's it. You know. No, but you know, while you're getting into that transition period, the transition is always rough. It really is. I mean, you know,
Joe, do you know that there's a vein in a woman's ring finger, and once you put the ring on, it stops the blood from going to their body,
Ooh.
And then that vein is connected all the way to their pussies, and then they don't give you any pussy
the
anymore.
The ring vein's connected to the pussy vein.
The pussy vein's connected to the
twat vein.
The twat vein's connected to the punch vein.
10 seconds to self-destruct.
God, we're like 4 years old.
And Billy gets no ass.
Thanks, Joe.
And Billy gets no ass. I don't know. It's a good song.
We gotta record that, though.
Everyone, you have an assignment. We need a Billy parody.
A Billy parody. Yeah.
Everybody, anybody in the sound of a voice. We need Billy's and Giggles' love song. We need wedding songs. Whatever you want to do. Let's make this marriage happen.
Okay. They're going to be very happy.
And she's going to call right after the show, like she always does, right?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Do you want to take the bet? How mad is she? That's how we'll know, Danny.
Well, she's going to call just to curse you out.
Mad she is if she does not call, because she FaceTimes him. As soon as you hear Billy, because Billy's the last thing you hear on the thing. When he says, so asshole, that means you can't use it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
As soon as the show ends, that's when the phone goes, ring, ring, right there. She calls right at that exact moment every time.
Only if it's on.
What, you mean the phone?
Yeah.
You turn the phone off? Don't admit that on the air, asshole.
Well, this way, if she does call and nobody answers, she'll know why.
I'll pick up.
You want Billy to pick up?
I want Piney picking up the phone.
Yeah, Piney is, look, he's a marriage counselor.
You need my advice, yeah.
Billy, he knows, Billy, let me tell you right now, Piney knows everything wrong with marriage because he's done it.
Yeah.
So, how would he not know?
Been there, done that,
got the t-shirt, he can help you out. He'll go, don't do what I did.
I did that already. Don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Dude, I did that twice. Don't fucking do that either. I got away with it once. And then, no. What are you doing?
I'll try again.
Yeah. Jesus.
I know.
We don't want Bill. We don't want Piney's help.
No, I think it was Joshua Gabor said it was. She was like married like 9 times or something like that. And she says, you know, she don't put out until she gets married. And that's.
She doesn't put out?
Well, she didn't put out until she got married. She's dead now.
Why did anyone... I never understood the fucking want or desire of Zsa Gabor.
Well, she...
Ava Gabor was a lot hotter. That's number one.
I think so, too. I really do.
And Zsa had that fucking accent. You want to punch her in the throat.
Yeah. Darling, you know.
Give me Park Avenue.
But you know, they were celebrities. They were like the Kardashians.
Danny, is that
of
1 minute?
Of their day.
Okay.
He can't fucking speak.
Now he had pizza rolls shoved like a squirrel. Look at him.
Oh, the show's over.
By the way, he's not getting FaceTime. Giggles is going
to
bed.
Alrighty.
Good night. Enjoy. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Don't do that. It doesn't help.
Yeah.
Billy. Tell her you love her.
I did that.
Do it again.
She knows.
And again and again and again.
She knows she loves him.
Yeah.
When I fall in love,
it will be forever.
I'll never fall. in love. Oh, I'll never, never fall. We're going to get hired for the wedding. Piney, thank you for sitting in today. It's been a wonderful show.
Yeah, a lot of fun, Piney.
Thank you for having me.
And you're always fucking welcome. You know that.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to fucking say come back again.
Yeah.
You should know that.
We'll see you in another 5 years.
Asshole. Billy, I hope everything works out with you and the wife.
Yeah, me too.
Remember, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, also, if you're going to fuck that chicken, don't let Billy move any of the chicken stuff.
No.
Okay? Just... fuck the chicken and get the cow and the milk and everything and the cake and eat it. Whatever. Just fuck the chicken.
Go balls deep.
He goes ball deep. And on top of everything else, remember AMF, my friends, which also means adios, motherfucker.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network. And broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.